Parsha Shmini Shvi Perik Yivav Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el techo, and any earthenware utensil whose interior of one of them will fall. Kol asher b'socha yitma, anything that's inside of it will become impure. V'oso sishbaru, and you have to break it. Rashi says el techo ein kli cheres mitame el me'avir. It's only the Torah specifies the interior, because the only place where a kli cheres can become tame is in its interior space. The vessel shall become tame. Chozer umetame mashab avira, will then afterwards make impure that which is inside the interior space. Also, sishbaru limich ein lo tara, the mikvah has no purification. The mikvah has to be broken. Pasuk lamed aleph. Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel, any food that it will be eaten. Asher yavo alav amayim yitma, that comes in contact with water, will become tamei. V'chomashka sheyishte b'chol kli, and any liquid that can be drunk in any vessel, yitma, it will become impure as well. Rashi says, mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel, of any food that is edible. Musav al-mikra eli, and this is referring to the previous pasuk. And that means the following. Kol asher b'socha yitma, anything inside of it will become impure. Of any food that's edible, upon which water has come, I mean it has fallen in the past. And the food is within the impure kli, that food will become tame. Any liquid that is drinkable that is found in that vessel, yitma, the food or that item should become tame. Manush, we call mikan dvar harav. We learn from this many things. Number one, manush in ochel mukshar unesukon lekav tuma asheva al mayim pamachas. Number one, we see that food can only become able to become tame until it has water added to it one time. Rishabal lav mayim pamachas lekav tuma leovam b'afilin makul. But once the water has come in contact to it, even if it's dry now, it will remain able to be b'kav tuma. Because the Torah says, "Asher yavo alav mayim," it says, "upon which water comes." Rather, "Asher yish alav mayim," which implies that water doesn't have to be there right now. The hayayin and number two, wine, bashemen, the chol nikra mashke, anything that's called liquid, machshir zera matuma can prepare the seeds or food items to become tame. Kamayim, like water itself, shkach yish ledrosh hamikra. That's how you can read the pasuk, "Asher yavo alav mayim," upon which water came. O kol mashke, asher yishta b'chol kli, or any liquid that can be drunk in any vessel. Yitma ochel, then it will be mitame the ochel, not referring to the drinks themselves, but it could be master the food to become tame. And furthermore, va'olam b'rabbis can become rabban. Learn a third thing: she'in b'ad tuma mitame kil, an offspring of impurity, meaning a derivative of something that was originally tame, then it touched something else, and that object touched a vessel that cannot transmit tuma. Shkach sheninu, because it says in the we learn from yochel or from yikol kim tame me'avik v'chayes. Now I feel that all kelim should become tame from the fact that they're inside another kli cheres. Tamalomar kosher b'socho yitma b'kol ha'ochel. Ochel mashke mitame me'aper kli ein kol kelim mikli cheres ein kol kelim tamin through kli cheres me'aper kli cheres. Only food items, as the Torah says, can be mitame through the airspace of the cheres, but not other kelim. Having a list of fee sheres avatuma, a sheres, a creeping animal, is considered a avatuma, a primary source of tuma. And a kli that becomes tame from that sheres, vatatuma, is by definition a vatatuma. And therefore, that kli cannot be mitame other kelim inside of it. We learn a fourth thing: sheres, shenof from avratanor, a creeping animal which is tame that falls inside the airspace of the oven's interior, a pas besocha and a brez inside of it. Well, not Gashareth the past, but the Sharath didn't touch the past. A Tanner Rishon, so we define the Sharath as a Avatama. The Tanner is a Rishon Tama, it's the first degree of Tama. The past and the bread, which is a food item, becomes the second degree Tama. Lo Nomar, we shouldn't say Ronos Tanner Kilu Mali Tama. We don't view from the fact that the Tanner has inside of it a Sharath as if the Sharath is everywhere. We say a past and should now view, therefore, the bread as if it's touching the actual Sharath itself, and it should be a first degree Tama. Don't say that. Shema Tomer, because if you say that, when it's not to call kelim, then all kelim should not be excluded from being tamei from an Avrik Lichar. It's why Shai Tumel Atzma Magaspa Magaban, because if that's the case, if we view it as if the Tumel is throughout the entire airspace, even the Kalim are as if they're being directly touched from their outer, as if it's touched their outer surface, and that should cause Tumel as well. In Vulamanu Odin Rashi says we have a fifth thing that we learned in this pasuk, Al Pias Mayim, regarding the things of contacting water, in Machar Zroim, Ela in Kinafla Alehim, Mishen is Nitlashu. It's only going to become Machar Kabatuma if the water fell on them when they were already detached from the ground. Shemata Omer, Mikabal Machar, if you say that things that are attached to the ground do receive Machar Kabatuma, Bemachubar, when they're attached to the ground, in Lacha, Lo Bo Alehim, everything can have water to it. Because everything, by definition, every seed needs water to grow. My Omer, what does it mean? Asher Yavol Levi, what does it mean? Water comes upon it. Must be that it was detached. Also in a sixth thing, Shein Ochem Tamecherim, who cannot transmit Tumah to other objects, Elam Kein Yish Lok Beitza, unless there is an egg's volume size. Shneimer Asher Yechel, that is edible, meaning Ochel Hanecha Bevasacha, so that can eat it all at once. Shir Chachamim Ein Beisavle Machzeg Yosem Beitza Tamecholos. A gullet, a throat, cannot hold more than the volume of a egg's hen, and that's the amount that is needed for transmission of tumah for food items. Anything that of their carcass that falls on them is maha, it should become tameh. Tameh v'kirai mitats, the oven and the stove should be smashed. Tameh they are impure. Tameh miyulachem, they should be impure to you. Rashi says, tameh v'kirai, kielam tatalem, these are movable objects. V'hem k'shachas, and they're earthenware made. Yishlam tochon, they have a cavity. The shofes es hakidera al nekev hachalal, and he sets the pot on the whole of the hollow space on top. Shnei and Pima Lamalan, both of the oven and the stove, have their openings on the top. And just the stove has two holes, and the oven has one hole. Yutats, shein l'kicheres tahara b'mikvah. There is no tahara for kicheres to the mikvah. So that's why it has to be broken, and it should be impure to you. Shul tamar, don't say mitzvah, it's not some. Don't say that I'm commanding you to break them. For you, it should be tameh. If you want to keep them, you could still do that, but if you want to do it with the Tara, then you have to break it. Only a spring or a pit of gathered water shall be pure. And one who touches their carcass shall be impure. Rashi says, a pit which is attached to the ground in the Kavan Tumah cannot receive Tumah. So the first halacha in the pasuk is just saying that, as an aside, anything that's attached to the ground in terms of water cannot receive Tumah. And secondly, it actually can purify those that are impure like any other mikvah. Even if he is in a spring, and he touches the carcass, yitna he'll become impure by touching it. Don't say there's a kavachomer that can be derived in mitara. So it's maybe if a pit or a mikvah can impure make that which is impure pure. You too must some kavachomer. She asks us with much also protect. Kavachomer no. The kachnamer the Torah says the dog given to the sami tuma. Anyone touches it will become tummy. And if its carcass will fall upon any seeds of the seeds that have been planted, it is pure. Rashi says zara zara zaria seeding shall mean a zorim of various seeds. Zeruah Hashem Babaru, the Zeruah is a noun, Kimo, Bidnu, Lenu, Min HaZeruim, and they shall give us from the seeds. Tarhu, Lamcha, Kosu, Tarhu, he just used Shalokhuk from Niskan, Likros Ochel. It is not ready and prepared to be considered food, the Kavatumah to receive Tumash, Ashifa Lemaim, until water comes upon them. Pazalam Chasfri Yutan Naim, Al Zerah, Menachel, Menachel, Samalav, Tamehu Lachem. But if the water shall be placed on them, on these seeds, and then the carcass falls on them, then it will be impure. She says, again, after it was uprooted, like we mentioned before, Shim Tomar, if you say, that it has to be even attached, it will become tame, then every seed will become tame because it always had water by definition. Mayim al zara, bein mayim bein shar mashkim, whether water or other mashkim, bein hein al zara, bein zara no full of sochan, where the liquids are on them, where the seeds fall in liquids, column the dish in the terrace plan, it's on the ground in the terrace plan. Nothing but the sum of up. Af mishanugav, even if it's dry, and I'm buying from the water, shalachik bita tar el gross alav. Because the Torah just was only makbid about it once being on the food. Shem ochel, the title food, and it can be called food. And once it's ready to receive and pure, and once it has the water on it, then it can be ready to be considered food, and it can become tami. Even once shuvin or nekar hemenu, it will never be taken away from it, even though it is dry now. Any animal who dies, which dies that you were able to eat, if one touches its carcass, will become tummy until the evening. Rashi says that the will the somos vegidin, not its bones or sinews, all the carnivores will find that its horns or hooves, all the or its hide. It's only the meat which is going to become tummy. Pasuk mem ve'ochem midavosayin chavis bagadav. Anyone who eats from the nevela, he has to wash his clothing, v'tummy ad arv, and he's tummy until the evening. Rashi says that someone carries the tumma, the carcass, he chavis bagadav v'tummy arv, again he has to wash his clothing, and he's tummy until the evening. But Rashi says, Chamur tumas masumi tumas maga, carrying is worse than touching. Shanose mitabe begat, one who carries impure things. Now his garments become impure. And again, when he touches them, in begat of tumay, his clothing does not become impure. Shomar rabbi chavis begat up. So it doesn't say he washes clothing by a person who touches tuma. But also midivlasa, yachol titamen achila. So you might have thought from a pasuk that it says the ochel midivlasa, someone who eats from its carcass, that he eating of the carcass makes him impure. Even if he doesn't touch it or carry it, Rashi will explain. Kishu Omer, b'nivlasa, b'nivlas of tohar, b'nivlas nivlas refod lo yachil tamei ba. By a bird, that was a carcass, it says that you should not eat it to become tamei ba. Osam tamei begun machilasa, it becomes tamei, it makes your clothing tamei, b'nivlas behimam tamei begun. But unslaughtered carcass of an animal does not make a garment impure. Machilasa, if you're just eating it, b'lo masa, once you carry it. Go. Yam tachu l'chavir b'vesabli, if the person sticks the food into his gullet, and he never touches it, his body, his exterior body never touches it, and came out to Malor, what the Torah say, ha'ochel, one who eats, 18 shir, to give a minimum shir, lenosi, for the one who carries it, v'lenageh, for the one who touches it, k'dei achila, and shuk his eyes. As that shir his eyes, to become tamei, even if you won't eat it. V'tamei ha'arev, af al pisha tova, tzirich ha'arev shemesh, even though he did go to the mikvah, he has to wait until the evening. Pasuk me'alaf, v'chol ha'sharet ha'sharet ha'al earth, any creeping animal that's on the ground, the sheket tu lachem, it's an abomination, it shall be not eaten. Sharet ha'al earth, lotzi ha'sei ha'chushin, to exclude the bugs, shevekilusilim in the pans, v'shakpulim in the beans, v'sazizim in the mites, shevadashim in the lentils, shere lo sharet ha'al, they didn't creep ha'al earth, al v'sach ha'ochel, but only in the food. Avol m'shiyotzu la'avi, when they go into the air, out of the food, the sharet when they have crept her nest, they become awesome. Well, yeah, chel should not be eaten. L'chayv al-machel, to make one who feeds them ba'ochel, ka'ochel, like the one who eats them themselves. That's what lo yechel, it should not be eaten. Be'en kor sheretz, and there's nothing termed a creeping thing, el davar namach, kotzer, reglayim, she'aner, el-karech, should not, a low-lying creature with short legs and looks like it's slithering and moving. That's a sheretz. Pasuk ma'beis, kolochel, gichon, gachon, anyone who walks on his belly. Cholhoch al-arba, anyone who walks on his fours. Ar kol marbe reglayim, or upon those with numerous legs, of every creeping creature that creeps upon the ground, you should not, may not eat them, for they are an abomination. It's a snake, which means bending low, which bends low, and it falls on the stomach, including worms, which are similar to that which is similar. Meaning, holochagi chon is referring to a snake. Kol means the worm, which is similar to a snake. And then anything that's like a worm, which with poorly developed legs, and appears to slither, is also included. Holocha arba ze akrab is a scorpion. Kol habiyas achipusin, which is a beetle, which is called the escarbat belaz, which means a scarab, the form of beetle. Esadoma ladoma, anything like that. Marbe reglaim ze anadal, it's a centipede, sharetz. Creeping thing, she shall rely on, has a lot of legs, and she has an open head and tail, kind of cut from each side, the current centipede. That's what it is. 100 feet. Pasuk, mem, begimel. Al-tishakitsu, as natural sechem, don't make your souls abominable. Pachon, sheretz, hasheretz, any creeping animal, velosatamu, bam, minith mason ba. You should not make yourselves impure through them, lest you make yourselves impure through them. As she says, al-tishakitsu, nachin, lost by eating them. Shereksiv nafshosichem, says your souls, and shikos nefesh b'magav, and there's no abomination but soul by touching, Achen losi tamu simili should not make them yourselves impure, vachilas by eating them. Vidit mesen bam, imatem and tamu behem, if you make yourselves impure to them, ba'aretz in the ground, afani mitami eschon, I too will make you impure, ba'olam haba, uvishiva shamala, in the world to come, and in the heavenly convocation, you will become tamu as well. Pasuk Mem Dalet, Keni Hashem Elokecha, Hashem, I am Hashem your God, Yizkar Hashem, you should become holy, v'yisim to Hashem, and then you will become holy. Ki kadoshini, for I am holy. Belos tamu asnaf shoseichem, and don't make yourselves tamu, v'chol sheretz v'reitzam aretz, with all these shrotzim that are on the ground. Rashi says, Ki ani Hashem Elokecha, Shinu Shani Kadosh, the same way that I am holy, Shani Hashem Elokecha, for I am Hashem your God, Kach, v'yizkar Hashem, make yourselves holy. Kitchem atzbechem limat, make yourselves holy, below. I will make you, number one, holy in the heaven, and also in the world to come. This is another negative commandment, to give them a lot of negative commands for cholat. Malchus, to each lot you get lashes. That's what the Torah Sigmar says. A person eats a putisa, a small animal, from the water. Loka Abi gets 4 lashes, Nimala an ant, Loka Chamish gets 5, Tziro a wasp, Loka Shishi gets 6. Pasuk Mem, hey, Keni Hashem, Malas Chan Eretz Mitzrayim, Loslacham, Lehim, I am Hashem, and brush out of Mitzrayim to make you into a God, Bisa Kedoshim, Ki Kedosh Ani. And you should become holy, for I am holy. Rashi says, Keni Hashem, Malas Chan, Amenas, Shikhi, Tikabo, Mitzvah, Velisi Aschan, Hashem brought us out on condition that we accept his commandments. The Kulan, all these things, who brought you out? The kind of Hamal says who brought you up. So in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, it says the following. He said the following: Yomali lo alisi eses of Mitzrayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring us out from Mitzrayim, ela b'shvil she'in b'tami b'shrasim, for only the reason of not being impure through creeping objects, eating creepy objects, almost like the other nations. Dayim of insufficient, and that is a form of elevation. Zilosh Mala, that's the lashon of Mala bringing up. Pasuk Mevav, Zosat Taras Abayim of Oath, this is the laws of the Torah of the Abayim on the Oath. V'chol HaNefesh HaChayim Renezes Bamayim, all living creatures that are rolling in the roaming in the water. V'chol Nefesh HaSharetz HaZalat, anything that creeps on the ground. Pasuk Mevav Zayim LaHavdil, to make a distinction, Ben Atama Ben Atar, Ben Achay and Achel, Ben Achay Asher Lo Se Achel. Distinction between the impure and pure, between the creature that may not be in and the creature that may be in and not be in. Rashi Lahabdil, Lobavanashona. The verse, the Torah, is not just talking about one who can, is not merely the one who can repeat. I'm just like repeating the laws of memory. Elishi Hyodeya, Ubakir, Ubakivan. It's not just spitting back the information, but you should know and recognize and be an expert in those matters. Benatami Benatar Tsarch Lomar, meaning to say, so you need to say, Bein HaChama LaPara, obviously, a donkey and a cow, but call before Hashem, it's already obvious. Ella, Bein HaTamin LaChal LaPara LaChal, but things that are pure to you, and pure to you, Bein Nishchan Chatzel Shakona, L'Nishchan Rubo. To make a discrimination between a thing had a Shechita with half of its windpipe, and most of its windpipe Shechted, which is very nuanced and hard to discern. Bein HaChayin HaChalas, Sarach Lomar, Bein Tzvi La'arun, obviously the difference between a deer and a wild donkey. Look for a question. It's very explicit. Ella to tell us, "Bein shenolda ba siman treifa sheira benolda lo siman treifa psula." But make a discrepancy between things that are born with a defect of a treifa that makes it kosher, and things that have siman treifa which are not kosher.